third parak of Yom Mishnah Zayin. We're now discussing the white garments that the Kohen Gadol wore, especially Yom Kippur. The Shachar Yelovish Lusin Shel Shteim Otamona. He'd wear fine linen garments that cost 12 monas, a very large amount of money. In Abayim, the one that was used for the afternoon, but he once again switched his clothing back and forth between the eight regular Kohen Gadol garments and the white ones he went for the Kodesh HaKadoshim and inside the Heichal. So the ones he wore in the afternoon, in Duyin, an Indian garment, Shel Shmoyna Meyazuz, Sirah Meyaz. They're worth a little bit less. They're worth Shmoyna Meyazuz, which is equivalent to eight monas. That's the rest of Meyaz's opinion. In the morning he wore those that are worth 18 mana, and the afternoon those that are worth 12. So everybody agrees that the afternoons were worth a little bit less than the morning ones. He made a sum total of 30. The Rav says that the reason why he made a sum total is because they wanted him to spend a sum total of that amount for the clothing. If one of them was, the morning was worth instead of 18, 17, then he'd get a little more expensive one for the afternoon. This is what they would collect from the tzibur for these garments. And Rav said, if he wants to make fancier ones, then he can be moitzeh from his own money. He has to give it over to Hekdesh, because everything he's wearing has to belong to the tzibur, but the money can come from his own money.